Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
In one of the most unnecessary, least needed, but most interesting studies ever conducted by the internet.
Yeah.
The internet was sitting around going, hey, you know what? I wonder what time people see when they look at the clock.
Constantly.
Like every time you look at the clock, it seems to be this time. Like your body's on some kind of cycle, forcing you to check the time on your phone, a clock, a watch, whatever it might be. 312-233-1019. The number one time was 4:44. And what do you see, Renee?
Yes. I cannot believe that you said that because we always see 4:44.
See, me too.
Yeah.
It's like you and I are riding in the car together, Renee.
Yes. My son's name is Forrest, and he's a Marine. He's overseas right now. But ever since he's been little, all his team numbers were 44. We would call him 44. And now all I see anytime we look at the clock is 4:44. Myself, my husband, my daughter.
Isn't it so weird? Yeah,
it is.
The timing is uncanny.
You ever say four out on the golf course, Eric?
Four! Only when necessary.
Well, maybe you're attuned to the number four.
You think so?
Yeah.
To mostly errant shots,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes.
Barb, you always see what time?
419.
419. It's always 419 every time you check.
And even if I wake up in the morning before my alarm and it's 419.
Weird.
Mm, yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Oh, that would creep me out.
Four is going wild. Four is going wild, Doreen.
424.
424. And why do you think that is?
That is my birthday also, but I tend to check. All of a sudden, I'm looking at the clock, and it's 4:24. Somebody will ask me what time it is, 4:24.
Isn't that so weird how that works out? Everybody seems to think it's related to their birthday or birth time, as Whip said.
Yeah.
Natalie, what is it for you?
7:20, and it's my birthday.
7:20.
Coming at you.
Yeah, right there, coming at you.
Violetta's old big time.
Yeah, yeah. That's Violetta used to be on that station.
Any time of the morning or night, I always look at the clock at 7:20.
Right. 7:20. In at number three, Michael always sees.
I always see 3:30, man. Just, I don't know why. Just every time I look at my watch, it's 3:30.
I know. It's going to be middle of the day, first thing in the morning at lunch. You don't know. You're thinking, man, my watch must have stopped. And then you realize, oh, my God, it has stopped for like a year and a half. And number two, Bill, you always see what?
606.
606.
Oh,
time to go to work.
Ah.
Oh, it's not a zip code thing?
No.
Time to go to work or time to have dinner. And finally, oh, I see where this is going. In at number one. Pat, what do you always see?
Dude, I always see 420. I got a buddy who's a huge stoner, and I know he's doing nothing with his life at that time.
Didn't see that one coming at all.
Dude, 420. It's 420 somewhere. Yeah. Your buddy Snoop?
Bring your hat. We're going streaking.
All right, attaboy. Top three things trending on Twitter right now. At the social media desk, Violetta has been checking. Here we go at number three.
Eminem surprises fans by dropping new music called Music to be Murdered. The rapper.
Murdered for the holidays.
A little different than the Taylor Swift surprise music drops, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rapper's 16 new tracks.
Yeah, I was just saying the other day, I would like some murder music for the holidays.
Yep. The 16 new tracks range in topics from COVID-19 to him being a veteran in the biz.
Gotcha. Go get him, Eminem.
Yeah, he's an old guy now.
He is an old guy. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Taylor is normally quiet about her relationship with Joe Alwyn, but recently she opened up and said that her and Joe bonded over loving really sad songs.
Why am I not surprised by that?
Yeah.
Why can I see that?
Her boyfriend of 4 years also helped write multiple songs on her latest album, including Champagne Problems, which really is a heartbreaking track.
Hold on now. I thought he was an actor. He's not a singer or a writer, right?
I think he's an actor, like in air quotes. I don't think he really does stuff.
Gotcha.
So I guess he's just hanging out in the cabin with Taylor helping her.
Making her eggs and going, hey, here's an idea.
I think when the boyfriend starts butting into the songwriting, that's the beginning of the end.
Yeah. Oh.
Beginning of the end.
You are just always so ready to write her ending.
Yeah, well, not for her career, but to their relationship.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's my prediction this time. They're done in 2021.
I gotcha. Wow. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill go big for the holidays, and I mean big. Tim recently posted pictures of him decorating his ginormous tree.
Yeah,
he's on top of like a huge ladder. It looks like 2 to 3 stories high. It's insane.
Tim McGraw and who is Faith?
Yeah, Faith Hill.
Yeah, they've been together forever, right?
29 years.
29 years? And you know, she used to try to insert stuff and write his songs for him.
Well, see.
They had somehow, some way.
They're the exception to the rule.
They had 3 understand. Daughters.
I was wondering if we would get any calls. Right. Every single line is ringing.
Wow, cool.
And we're going to start off, if you're on hold, hang on, we're going to get to you. We're going to start off with this familiar voice. Hi, did you get the vaccine?
Oh, I was thinking that I just doubled my paycheck.
It's Dr. Kevin Most. Our chief medical officer with Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. You got the shot.
Yes, I did. I got it yesterday afternoon. And for those people who are concerned about side effects, I have not had one whatsoever.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yep. Healthy as a horse.
We were just asking the question. Maybe you can answer this. Do you have just a rough estimate of what you think the number of people who have received it so far might be? Do you have any idea?
You mean nationwide?
Or just here in the Chicagoland area? Like at Central DuPage, do you have a rough idea?
Oh, yeah, we know exactly how many we gave. Yesterday, I think, I want to say we gave 524. Okay. I think today we'll be right around that number again.
Okay.
And then Saturday we'll do 1,000, and then Monday we'll do 1,000. And then after that, we'll start getting the Moderna as well as more Pfizer.
Okay.
So we're on a good roll right now.
And the Moderna, they say, might be easier to administer because the temperatures at which you have to keep it aren't nearly as dramatic.
Exactly. And I'm hoping that that's what they do with this. You know, places like Central DuPage and DuPage Medical Group and, you know, some other hospitals where we have those ultra-cold freezers, we should be the ones that are pushed the Pfizer. Let's push the Moderna for those individuals who just have a regular freezer.
Right.
We can get that out into the community. We can get that into nursing homes much easier than the ultra-cold ones that need to be stored at places that have the capability to do it.
Well, that's great. Well, Doctor, I don't want to keep you, but I wanted to make sure we talked to somebody who had received it. And our phone lines are jammed, so we have a bunch of calls to get to. But please keep us updated as to how things develop. When do you get the second round of shots?
I'll get my second shot January 6th, but we'll be doing rounds continuously now through March.
Okay.
Hey, right. And your dressing is not a derma. It's called a Tegaderm.
On my neck, you mean, as opposed to my plate over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no. Yes, and it's clear so that we can see the wound. We can see that it's healing. So it's waterproof. It allows you to shower. So it's a great product made by 3M. So.
It does look like I've been attacked on my neck by a chainsaw, though, doesn't it?
Totally
does.
Doctor,
yeah.
He shouldn't be touching it as much as he is, right?
He shouldn't be touching it at all.
I told you.
I am not touching anything.
Who's a doctor over here? I told you.
Thank you, Dr. Right. Most.
Get to your callers.
All right.
Take care, you guys.
See ya.
Yep.
Hi there, Dr. Michelle.
Yes.
You received the vaccine.
I did.
When did you get it?
I got it yesterday at 5 o'clock.
And how are you feeling?
I feel great.
Okay. All right. Did you have any apprehension or nervousness? Are you on the other side completely pro? We got to get this done.
Completely pro. We got to get this done.
Okay.
And you're not afraid of needles?
No. No.
I am. I'm terrified of needles.
It's a little needle.
Scale of 1 to 10, what's it hurt?
The shot didn't hurt at all. My arm today is sore today, kind of like a tetanus shot.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay, all right.
Gotcha. And where did you get yours?
I got it at Good Samaritan Hospital.
Okay.
I thought you were asking where they inserted it. It's in the arm, right?
In the arm, yes, in the arm.
It goes in the arm.
Right there in the hip, Eric. I got it right there in the hip. Yeah. when will you get your second one? Probably around the same time as Dr. Most?
Yeah, January 7th.
All right, great. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Yep.
All right, Allison, are getting it when?
Today.
Getting it today, okay. How do you feel about that?
I am. I'm a little nervous, but I'm want to take the opportunity. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Okay. Are you a frontline worker, obviously?
I am. I'm a medical assistant at Glen Oaks Hospital.
Okay. All right. And is it the same as the other ones we were just hearing about? Is it kind of a round-the-clock procedure where they're just bringing people through all day long?
Yes, yeah. So at first they started with like appointments, but then it just started walk-ins and people have been going all day yesterday and probably all day today. And I'll be giving the shots for 12 hours on Sunday. So
wow, it's crazy, crazy, crazy times we live in. Thank you, Melissa. You got yours last night.
I did. Right after my shift, I went down and got my shot at 5:15.
Okay, and how are you feeling today?
Fine. My arm is a little sore, not even as much as when I got the flu shot, so it's good.
All right.
It's good. I feel fine. No fever, no nothing. It's good.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. And then you are obviously also a frontline worker, you say, after your shift.
I'm an ultrasound tech.
Okay.
At Good Shepherd in Barrington.
Okay, cool. Great. Yep. A lot of people getting it. Thank you, Melissa.
Ho, 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 look under the tree. Ho, 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 there's a present for me. Ho, 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 who could it be? Santa Violetta, naturally.
All right, it's time for Santa Violetta 2020.
Ho, ho, ho.
What'd she
there
say?
We go. All right. Yeah, it's now or never on these, by the way, right. So we better
all right.
roll these out.
All right. So about 12 days ago, whatever it was, we were talking with Teresa, and she was telling us all about her mom, Tina, who is impossible to buy for, and all the confrontations that happen each and every year. Among the things, I'm just going to just go through the checklist that I wrote down.
Okay.
Among the things we learned about her mom, Tina, she loves gardening, photography, nature, travel, movies, restaurant, big meat eater, works in insurance claims. Wants to get back exercising, lose some weight. If she had anywhere to go, she would rip it up in New Orleans. And she has a rabbit named Elliot.
Yeah. Glad you hit some of those.
Mm-hmm. Let's say hello to the daughter. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Good morning, y'all.
Y'all, a little southern.
How y'all doing this morning?
That's great. I love that. That's very nice.
Doing well.
How are you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing well. And are you ready to find out what Santa Violetta has selected for your mom, Tina?
I'm very excited to hear.
Okay, so that's interesting. You describe yourself as excited. You're not even remotely nervous, huh?
A little, but I'm more excited because I hope to get her something she wants. So.
And you had said your mom, Tina, each and every year seems to not be all that thrilled or enthused about the gifts she receives.
She returns them.
Okay. Just keep the receipt handy.
So, I would assume.
Uh-huh. And what did you say? Do you even remember what you got her last year?
It was a scope for her camera.
That's right. That's
I think
right.
They call them telescopes or something. I don't know. Something
telescopic
like that.
Lens?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, so what Violetta has done, Teresa, is over the past several days, given the information that you shared with us, she's researched, she's plowed through websites, she's gone to every mall in the Chicagoland area, and she's picked three primary gifts for you to give your mom, okay?
I got my pencil and paper ready.
All right, yeah, we're going to share these gifts with you. We're going to share where to get them, and we're going to share how much they cost, and we'll be sure to get you all this information. Now, as a part of the Santa Violetta contest, you agree whatever these three are, you have to buy, right?
Yep.
Okay. Give them to your mom on Christmas, and then when we get back in the new year, we talk to you again and find out if they were a big hit or a massive failure.
Here I'm going to videotape it for sure.
You know what I was thinking? We should pick one of these items and have you rolling on that one so you can share the video as your mom opens it and we can get an actual video
there
response.
You go.
All right.
I hope she doesn't hate it.
Santa Violetta, here we go. It is time. Gift number three.
Okay, so you said that your mom lives downtown. She started painting, and I thought maybe you guys could use some quality time together. So a paint class together at Bottles and Bottega downtown. It's BYOB, and on January 2nd, they have a Rainbow Galaxy painting thing that looks fabulous. It is $37 a person, and you can get that at paintingwithatwist.com.
How you feel about that one?
Okay. Sounds interesting. I hope that would work out. I have a feeling not. I'm hopeful.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being perfect, 1 being we're in big trouble with that gift, where do you think that one falls?
We're probably about an 8, because I've been down that road.
Yeah, no.
Okay, because that's my best one, I think.
That's your best? You started with your best?
No, it took a lot of thought.
You got to build to your best.
I know, I thought we were starting number one. Okay, next.
Why would you start the best?
Don't rank them.
And here's a bunch of other crap.
Stop ranking them.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. It's the very basics of radio.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. Gift number two.
Okay. Storm glass. This is a beautiful vase looking thing where you put water and something else in it, and somehow it predicts the weather before it changes. It like the liquid on it like frosts over and then it gets a little foggy, and it's a 1,000-year-old method of interpreting weather. So I thought your mom would like that since she likes nature.
Actually, yeah, that sounds like a really great idea. I love that.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
She might actually not return that one.
All right. Love it.
So you can find that inspireuplift.com. It's $29.97.
Okay, so far we've got a painting class where you have to go with her so you guys can fight while you paint. And we've got some kind of vase that'll let her know it's going to rain that day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And finally, gift number one.
The Emily and Merritt Bunny Table Lamp. The website says that this is a bestseller at PotteryBarn.com. It's like a brass bunny. It's like the size of a real bunny, and it has a lampshade over it. And it was in the teen section, but I looked at the pictures, and it looked very fancy and nice. And I think your mom would like it in her downtown living space.
Uh-huh. A brass bunny. How do you feel about that one?
I mean, I'll get it and see what happens.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Because, you know, she has Elliot the bunny.
Like, I have no idea anymore, apparently. So.
You can get that at...
Love the enthusiasm.
I'm leaving it up to you guys.
For sure.
Yeah, that's at PotteryBarn.com.
These are great ideas, though.
I am enjoying this. Of course, you did that because she has Elliot the bunny.
Yeah. This one's kind of expensive. It's $157.
Is it a decorative bunny? Is it a bunny that you put flowers in? Is it a bunny that you just lay on the floor that's going to freak Elliot out?
No.
He's going to poop everywhere. What is it?
It's a bunny lamp. Like
bunny,
the leg.
Oh, it's a lamp.
Yeah, the leg of the lamp is a bunny sitting up very excited.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great. That's going to work. That's going to work.
You might think that's cute.
All right.
For sure.
All right. So, once again, painting classes with mom, a vase that will tell her when the sleet is coming, and a lamp in the shape of a bunny. Merry Christmas!
I have a bonus gift.
Oh, all right. Well,
if you want. It's a mobile tool storage caddy. It easy rolls, and it's like having a shed on wheels. You said your mom's a gardener. It can hold all her hoes in one place, and you can
get
it.
Isn't that what we're all looking for?
Oh, my God.
Don't let them scatter too much.
Just the other day, Swanee was saying, I cannot hold my hoes in one place.
Right. It's at gardeners.com for $99.95.
That is so great. All right, Teresa, we will get you all of this information. You purchase it, and which one of these would we like to be rolling video when mom opens it? What do you think?
They're all so good.
Let's do the brass bunny one.
I agree.
Sounds the funniest.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, Teresa, thank you. It makes morning mind bender. Here we go. 312-233-1019. This lasts, on average, in the American household, 37 days this time of year. Wrapping it up January 6th. Come on, this is an easy one, right? Easy?
No.
Tell them, CJ, it was easy.
The Christmas tree.
That is exactly right. The Christmas tree stays up on average 37 days.
And that was the song you were playing,
yeah,
Oh Christmas Tree.
Oh Christmas Tree. It comes down on average January 6th, and then we start doubling your paycheck January 7th.
That's like that.
Perfect.
Okay. January 6th is the most popular day for taking down the Christmas tree, unless you're my Aunt Juanita.
What does she do?
I tell you about my Aunt Juanita all the time, don't I?
Boy, yeah, we've heard of her.
Pistol.
But what does she do with Christmas trees?
Like, I can remember as a kid, we would go to her house, and, like, as we're unwrapping the gifts, Aunt Nina's taking the tree apart and dragging it out to the curb.
Oh, okay.
Really? She's just like, over it.
I'm like, we're, like, halfway through. She's like, it's got to go. It's time. We're done.
Wow.
Yeah. She has the whole house. Like, Christmas didn't even exist within 10 minutes of the gifts being open. Everything's put away.
Wow. I kind of like that.
Never heard of that.
She's out of control.
She's
9% of people wait until the week before Christmas before putting their tree up. So right about now.
Yeah.
That just doesn't seem enough time to enjoy it because it's so much work.
70% of people prefer an artificial Christmas tree. Thank you, Tree Time.
Yes.
For being a great supporter. 70%. The other ones drag it out to the curb. I always find that so interesting, too, because for like 36 days, it's so majestic. The centerpiece of your home, lit, decorated, family gathering around, memories made. The second it's over, you drag it out and throw it on the curb.
Yeah, literally. Just leave it there, dead.
Christmas trees can be dangerous projectiles if not properly secured.
What?
Says AAA.
Off top of your car?
You put them up on top of your car. You come to a quick stop there on Rand Road. Thing goes flying off.
Yeah, I don't think I would drive directly behind somebody with a Christmas tree on their roof, just in case.
Yeah.
Kind of like driving behind one of those car carrier trucks.
See,
it always freaks me out.
I would be fine behind them. It's the front of, you can't be, it would be going forward if it's a projectile, right? They say they become projectiles. Like, they aren't secured, and you stop, and they just keep going.
I guess this is my lack of science knowledge. If you stopped real suddenly, it wouldn't fly off the back? Or couldn't it just fly off the back while you're in motion?
No, it'd fly forward, because that's where your momentum is going.
What about if you're in motion? Couldn't it fly off the back?
If you're in motion, you're moving forward.
But can't the tree fly off the back? Car keeps going, tree...
If you peel out.
Yeah.
Things in motion stay in motion.
Yeah. True.
But I'm saying if it's described as a projectile...
Gravity.
It would be shooting at you.
One is falling position. Off.
Anyway,
I'm just changing lanes.
Has anybody had that happen? Have you seen that happen? Ooh. The tree goes flying off the top of a car?
I've actually never seen that.
I have not either.
I've only had a tree on top of my car once, so I'm glad I didn't know about this before because I would have been nervous.
Mm-hmm. The pandemic has boosted business for Christmas tree farms. This has been a big year for Christmas tree farms. In fact, $2,000 for a Christmas tree, some customers are paying a significantly higher price. On the streets of Hong Kong, an 8-foot noble fir goes for $2,100.
Oh. What? $2,100.
Yep. While in California and New York, shoppers are paying more than they would usually for a tree. So, you know, the tree farms have a huge demand.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to meet this demand. Supply and demand economics says top dollar, it's going
to
happen.
I like to hustle with the guy in the parking lot. I'm like, how much?
Yeah.
You know, back and forth.
A negotiation working. Yeah. 20% of Americans got hurt putting up their Christmas tree this year in 2020.
28%?
20%.
Oh, 20%.
One in five.
Wow.
That doesn't seem possible either.
It doesn't.
How do you hurt yourself? Does it fall on you? Is that you catch a needle to the eye?
Maybe you get tangled up in the lights.
You know, electrocute yourself. I don't know.
And trip.
All these are possible. Yeah, maybe an ornament breaks in your hand.
20% of Americans hurt putting up their Christmas tree. In Hong Kong, they're selling trees for $2,000 a tree.
Wow.
The AAA has warned Christmas trees can be dangerous projectiles coming off your roof.
Mm-hmm.
All of those dealt with. Hi there, Tiffany. What happened to you?
I was putting up my Christmas tree, and I went to scoot it towards the middle of the window, you know, to make it look nice.
Sure.
And the whole thing fell on top of me while I was underneath it.
Oh,
and
no.
Wow.
We're stuck under the Christmas tree.
And you're calling from there right now. You've been there for a week and a half, and nobody's come to save you.
Oh, hope you're okay.
Hi there, Chris.
Yeah, I'm a paramedic, and the person was bringing their tree in their house, and they slipped on the needles that had fallen off, and they broke both their ankles because of that.
What?
Just from slipping? Did they fall downstairs?
Correct, yeah.
They slipped down the story.
Their house, and down they went.
See, that's why I get the artificial tree.
That's right.
Save yourself from broken ankles. Uh-huh. Here we go. Here's the projectiles. Christina.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I was actually the victim of a projectile off of a car. I was driving down Randall Road, and it flew off the car. I was behind the car, and then it hit my bumper, and I ran over a tree.
Oh, my God.
So I had... Wow. I'm with Whip. You know, you don't want to be behind a car.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Right.
Yeah. That's a weird call to State Farm on that one, isn't it?
Truly.
Yeah. You're not alone. Hey there, Doug.
Yeah, this is Doug.
What happened?
Hey, my uncle, he bought his Christmas tree, went home. He's got on top of his van with his family in there. He drives into the garage for getting the trees on there and rips off the one side of the tree and has to go back and get a new tree.
Oh my God.
Does he unload the family?
It's hilarious that he's going to ask for a new garage from Santa. It's the worst. Thank you, Doug. Parents and teachers and gift giving, it's all screwed up this year with all the Zoom classes. Starbucks will likely go under now. Because the Starbucks gift cards weren't purchased for teachers across America.
That's right.
I wonder what that experience has been like. And, you know, those gifts that you have received. Oh, we've got a whole bunch of teachers.
Okay.
Appreciate your calls. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Great. You're a teacher?
I am.
Is this gift you're talking about, did you get it this year or in a past year?
I got it this year.
This year, and what was it?
Okay, keep in mind we're happy with any gifts we get, but I got a half-used bottle of perfume.
A half-used bottle of perfume.
Oh. So
somebody's leftover Britney Spears fragrance.
Yeah, it was wrapped real cute, too.
That's nice.
Four different tissue papers, yeah.
And what grade do you teach?
I teach fourth.
Fourth grade. Oh, that was nice. Very, very sweet. Are you finding that you're getting fewer gifts this year?
You know, a little bit. I mean, I can understand, but I also got $3.50 one for Meijer.
$3.50 at Meijer. There you go.
Is
there any part of you that says, well, that came from the kid, him or herself, as opposed to the parents, so maybe that makes it a little sweeter?
Yeah, for sure.
You're like Shawn Mendes over there. You're all sensitive.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're getting a little tear in my eye.
Right?
That was nice. Hi there, Melissa. You're a teacher?
I am.
What grade?
Right now I'm teaching pre-K, but I was teaching fourth when I got my most interesting gift.
What'd you get?
So I got a red plate from a consignment shop. And the little boy was so excited because he got such a bargain and told me he got it for a dollar.
Ah, so you got a red plate.
A red plate.
Yeah. A red plate, yeah.
Holiday colors.
Yeah. He's like, you would not believe the deal I got. I talked this guy down to a buck on this thing.
That's what it was. It was very funny. And he was so excited, so how couldn't I have been excited?
Yeah. If you ever have a child, Violetta, that'll be like your child because you said you like to talk down the price of the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. 312-233-1019. Dawn.
I got a case of Diet Coke from my class.
And a Merry Christmas to you. What grade would that have been?
That would be high school math.
Oh, okay. Then that kind of makes sense.
There you go.
They all chipped in together on that one?
They did. They did.
That's great. A case of Diet Coke. You know what goes nicely with that? Lindsay, what did you get?
I've gotten, every year I get a couple bottles of liquor.
There we go.
I'm a middle school teacher, it's not a surprise every year to get a couple bottles.
Yeah, just a couple bottles of booze from the parents, huh? Anything in particular
exactly.
Tends to be their favorite? What do they give you, rum, whiskey, vodka?
I got an orange cream liquor last year that was the family's personal business. That's what they make as their living.
Nice. You keep that in the bottom right drawer of the desk?
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Oh, no. That wouldn't be right. No. Story Friday. Viral TikTok shows how McRibs are really made. It feels like that might fall under the category of sausage and laws, right?
I think that's exactly the idea, yep.
Which is?
You don't want to see it, and there are two things you don't want to see being made, laws and sausages.
And now?
McRibs.
Exactly right.
Three things.
Have you seen that TikTok? I know you live on TikTok, Viola.
No, I haven't, because I want to eventually try that, so I don't want to see it.
Okay. The Rockefeller Christmas Tree Owl is now the star of a new children's book.
Oh, that's
nice. That's perfect.
Yeah, so you can get that for the holidays if you'd like. Also, a couple has officially named their child after Domino's Pizza. You heard about that promotion, right?
I did not.
Domino's Pizza said, if you name your kid after us, we'll give you free pizza for life.
That's amazing.
So the couple from Australia recently won it for naming their son Dominic, which qualified.
Oh.
Clementine Oldfield and Anthony Lott entered the Domino's Pizza contest and were the first parents to name their child after the pizzeria. Clementine was in labor for 72 hours.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't seem right.
The pajama suit is now available for the holidays and will help you look good on Zoom calls.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so you can zip it right up and you're in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
The pajama suit, I know we talked about that at one point. The online dictionary, dictionary.com, has announced their People's Choice 2020 Word of the Year.
Ooh.
Any thoughts?
Pandemic.
At finish number two.
Lockdown.
Nope. Unprecedented.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Unprecedented, their Word of the Year. The city is auctioning off a chance to blow up the Trump Hotel and Casino out there in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
You can be the one to actually press the button and have the whole thing blown up.
Detonate.
Yep, that would be something, huh? Mayor Marty Small, good name, hopes to raise $1 million for the Boys and Girls Club of Atlantic City.
That's
to the
great.
Highest bidder
so
that
bid.
Will go.
Okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's rare University of Miami college football card got $14,000 at auction.
Wow, that's interesting.
I don't believe it.
I think I knew he played college football.
He did?
Yeah.
If you watched, what's the show I used to watch that I already forgot?
Ballers?
Ballers.
Yeah.
At the beginning, they actually run video of him when he played at Miami.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. All My Children revival in development at ABC from Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos.
Hmm.
You know, she started on All My Children.
Yeah, I used to watch her after preschool.
Yep, after preschool. That's what you want. Your preschoolers watching soap operas.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go. Cardi B has launched a new Facebook Messenger show called Cardi Tries Blank.
Okay.
And whatever you want Cardi to try, she does it.
You just
want to
take all my trendings, right?
She explores new activities such as stunt car driving, basketball, working at a restaurant, sushi making, and more.
You know, as much as I could take or leave Cardi B, I will say that she's probably a person who will try anything. Or has.
Hence the reason she has a show about it
now.
Yeah.
So it's appropriate.
And finally, Tina Fey helped save a man's life in the Hudson River in his kayak accident.
Really?
Yep. During an appearance on The Tonight Show, Tina Fey revealed that she helped save the man. Fey explained that she and her family rented a house outside New York City to get some fresh air during the pandemic. The first morning we were there, I was standing outside and we were looking out and you could see the Hudson from where we were. And I heard something. She couldn't distinguish if it was someone asking for help or a bird making noises. So she recruited her daughter and her husband to help figure out what was going on. The cops take off. They decided to call police for help.
Yeah.
The cops take off, and then we found a couple of hours later that it was a guy who flipped a kayak in the Hudson and was floating with no oar.
Oh, my God.
They found him a mile north of the river. Tina, you saved the man's life, Jimmy Fallon explained.
Wow.
Yeah. Heard something? Called the cops. Everything turned out fine. All right. I stole a bunch of Violetta's trending on Twitter information, so she has been scrambling.
Yes.
Let's see what else she's been able to come up with. Top three things trending on Twitter right now in at number three.
Golden Globe viewers want Ricky Gervais to host every year. There was a poll done. 71% said that he was great. 9% said, eh. And then 20% of haters said he was horrible.
He's tough.
Yeah.
He's tough on him.
That's the thing that, again, it's a very polarizing thing, but what makes it entertaining is people you normally don't, they usually fawn all over each other, and
right.
He's so much the opposite of that that it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And it does make it enjoyable. It takes the real back-slapping quality
out
of it.
Exactly.
Yep. He retweeted the article and simply said, F that.
Trending on Twitter number two.
A Secret Santa pays off $50,000 in layaway balances at a Virginia Walmart. That covered the bill for over 100 different customers, and one of those told 8 News she was
coming
stunned.
Up at 8 News. They double chab at 2 at 9:36:24 before 10.
Yeah, they do down in Virginia. Said that she was stunned and began to cry when she found out the news.
A lovely story.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And trending on Twitter number one.
A video of a little British boy basically threatening Santa goes viral again. This first appeared last year, but it is still hilarious, and everybody is watching it. We actually have a clip of a little bit of that magic.
Okay. I am on a good list. I'm not on a naughty list.
Father Christmas rang me last night when I was at work and said, "You better tell Jackson to start being a good boy, or he's going to stay on the naughty list, and he won't get no presents for Christmas. So you got to start being a good boy."
Punch him. Trust me, I'm not on bad list.
You're on the naughty list, mate.
No, I'm not.
Was he advocating punching Santa in the face?
Yeah.
Did I get that correctly?
Yeah, the kid was. The dad's like, "You're silly."
Wow.
Yeah.
Aggressive little guy.
I know.
Thank you, Violetta.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.